Welcome again to Radio English on Sunday. This is Bruce.
And this is Peter.
Today in Unit 21, we are going to take a look at a very important, interesting, and influential novel written 150 years ago, but still quite important in American culture. On page 170, take a look at our title with us, What's So Big About Moby Dick?
白鲸记.
Moby Dick is the name in a novel of a very special whale, those big mammals. They aren't fish, they are mammals. A sperm whale, as a matter of fact, which is not one of the really big whales, but was economically very important in the 19th century, because the sperm whale has a lot of fat and oil in a particular part of its body towards the top of the head. So when this whale goes far down into the water to catch the squid, S-Q-U-I-D, these squids, which it likes to eat very much, live very far down in the water, this oil helps to bring them back up. It helps to protect them from the pressure when they are far down in the water. Well, this oil was used in many countries during the 19th century to heat a room or a factory, and it was used for lamps, oil lamps, before there was electricity. It had many uses. So these whales were hunted almost to extinction. And in 1851, a man named Herman Melville wrote a novel, which is considered by many people to be one of the most important pieces of early American writing. And today we'll introduce this very interesting story to you and explain some of its influence as well.
我们现在就一块来看第一段。
A pretty young lady goes swimming alone off the coast of New England in twilight. She is an agile swimmer, full of grace and speed. Without warning, though, she disappears from sight, only to reappear a moment later, screaming in pain. A few shocking moments later, she is again dragged under the water, this time only to reappear the next morning in pieces on the shore. Yes, by now you should already know what we're talking about, but in the second paragraph we'll let you know for sure. Here we're painting a picture of a good swimmer who is going swimming. However, she doesn't realize that she's in big trouble because she is pulled under the water, and then she surfaces or reappears screaming in pain, only to be pulled down under the water again, but this time she doesn't come back up. The next morning, people find pieces of her on the shore.
我刚才发出这个音乐，咚咚咚咚咚咚，因为是好多年前有一部电影呢，是讲的大白鲨。
对。
哦，那个音乐的配乐，它就是用这样的声音出来。但是在第四行一开头 only 加 to， 这是个很好的用法，相当于中文这么说，却点点点，一个正常的原因，却得到一个我们想不到的结果，那之后我们就用 only to， 比如说 Peter study very hard 加个逗点 only to get a goose egg on the test， 可是却在这次考试里考个大鸭蛋，那么这个是用Only to 表示意想不到的一个原因啊，那么这个 goose egg 就是鹅的蛋啊，那比鸭蛋还来得更大，所以在英文里面讲鸭蛋这个字叫 goose egg， 讲这个考试的时候，但别忘了要用 on the test， 不是 in the test，
那、right.
是考试卷上面作答。
Right, thank you. Okay, next paragraph, we will solve our mystery. Sound familiar?By now, nearly everyone has seen or heard the story of a killer great white shark in Jaws, a hit novel turned into a blockbuster movie. Few people realize, however, that the story broadly follows the events depicted in what many people consider one of the best of American novels. Published in 1851, Moby Dick has been making waves ever since. The first paragraph is a description of the beginning of the movie Jaws, in which a great white shark attacks a young lady who is swimming alone in the ocean. Well, that description comes from a book which was popular and then made into this blockbuster movie, a really hot movie 20 years ago or so, called Jaws. But the story of the shark actually follows pretty closely the story of the whale, Moby Dick, in the novel by the same name. It's 150 years old, but it is still making waves or influencing American culture. Jaws had quite a strong effect on Americans after it first came out. It was reported that the resorts and the beaches that summer lost a lot of business because people became afraid to go swimming in the ocean.
Right. Now, to make waves, 其实这边就等于 to be influential, 一直有影响力。然而通常我们事情 when things are going quite smoothly, some people may say, hey, don't change any plans, 不要做任何的计划改变。Don't make waves, 不要制造麻烦。那个时候相当于 don't upset the apple cart.
I was just thinking that.
Wow.
Same idea, upset the apple cart, C-A-R-T, cart. Both of these ideas, don't make waves and don't upset the apple cart and let sleeping dogs lie.
让睡觉的狗躺下来，你不要惹他们，不要惹麻烦，不要制造麻烦。还有一个用法，Don't rock the boat.
Oh, wow. Don't rock the boat. All of these means let it be. Don't make trouble here. Just keep doing things the way things have been done.
不过在这里的呢、Moby Dick has been making waves. 这个地方呢这不是说 causing trouble, 而是呢 has been casting an influence, 或者是、influential, 一直是非常有影响力的。
It certainly has. Now let's find out about the author of Moby Dick, a little bit of the history of the book.
Thank you, you're talking about me. 是不是?
Moby Dick?
Yeah, 因为我是这个作者嘛。开玩笑。
The author, Herman Melville, was born in New York on August 1st, 1819. As a youth in a large family, he suffered many insecurities due to the family's constantly changing fortunes.As a young man, he worked as a farmer and seaman, the latter providing most of the material for several of his later novels and essays. In his 20s, Melville found fame with two novels based on imaginary happenings in the South Pacific. Moby Dick, ironically, was not well received. Afterwards, Melville produced another masterpiece, Billy Budd.He continued writing until his death in 1891. Here in this paragraph, we find a kind of biography of Herman Melville, the author of Moby Dick.
Yeah, but remember this very fact. He was born in New York.
Now, you know, I had to put that there.
Yeah, 刚才也是特别我们就强调他是在纽约出生的因为我们普大哥呢他是就在纽约州这边过来的对不对啊
Hey, also, why did I write August 1st? That's my sister's birthday.
哦这是真巧这是 okay.
Okay, okay. Let's go to the next page. Why has Moby Dick since become such a classic?Despite its initial lukewarm reception, Melville had a keen eye for not only the human condition, but for the tenor of his times. The United States was, in his day, a country of disadvantaged and mistreated immigrants, many of whom became sailors and laborers, with untrammeled capitalism crushing both nature and man underneath its new country exuberance.His stress on the individual and fate, often pessimistically, or at least realistically, were harbingers of the future of literature. This paragraph lets us know a little bit more, not only about Melville, but about the United States and literature in the middle of the 19th century. At this time, when capitalism was just getting going, just getting started in the United States, there was a great enthusiasm for it, as millions of people from mostly European countries went to the U.S. and provided cheap labor for the new country, which was building roads and cities, ports, and what we call its infrastructure, just before the Civil War period. And the individual was not so important at this time, and was often mistreated or even abused. Melville saw all of this around him. In fact, he was a victim of this too, and he wrote about it from the advantage of having lived this kind of life himself. He also stressed the individual and fate, which for the last 150 years has been a very important theme in American literature.
不错，那在这儿呢，刚才用了一个字叫infrastructure，相当于我们讲的基础建设，比如像中国各个地方现在都在兴建高速公路，这个呢都是非常重要促进繁荣的这么一个交通网啊。Infrastructure这个字是这样拼的，infrastructure，this
is a infra 跟 structure 合起来 infrastructure infrastructure
而且这个字好像很少看到加 s 这个用法啊
you don't need a plural here
特别是不加 s 的这样使用另外呢这个呢我们呢特别记住 capitalism 这个呢，它的一个动词是 capitalize，capitalize 的时候可以当利用的意思，与介词 on 这样使用 ，to capitalize on this opportunity 点点点，常常我们
take advantage of
对，就是利用 to take advantage of this opportunity to study English. You should capitalize on this opportunity to study English whenever you see Bruce. 每次看到 Bruce 的时候。 Talk to him, even though he keeps talking nonsense. 你还不断地跟他说话，这样的，在开玩笑。但另外一个字 crushing， 这个 crush 的话，还有另外一个意思，做名词 to have a crush on someone， 那就是迷恋的意思啊。尤其是我们读小学的时候，哇，对老师好崇拜，迷恋某人，也可以说 he has the little boy has a crush on his teacher。 就可以用这个字 on 这样用法
By the way, Peter
Yes
Who do you have a crush on this month?
这个月 Let's see Your friend by the name of Mary Because she looks quite rich
Okay To have a crush on Okay, let's continue here Why does the story of Moby Dick continue to enthrall generation after generation? The storyline is simple enough A mad sea captain vows revenge against a white whale which, on a previous expedition, bit off one of his legs. In his vain attempt at justice against nature, the captain meets the ultimate tragedy. This was no documentary, however. The characters and setting become vehicles for far larger and more universal themes, of the setbacks and successes of the human spirit, as well as its darker urges. So accurately does Melville depict the whaling scenes and sea voyages that the reader is taken on an exhilarating ride. Coupled with the absorbing, mad Captain Ahab, the book is a good read even by 20th century standards. Now we come back to the story of Moby Dick itself. Why does it enthrall? Why does it make generation after generation so excited and interested in it? We have the mad sea captain, Captain Ahab, who unfortunately had an accident with a white whale in the past. The whale bit one of his legs off, and he's trying to find and kill that whale, whether it kills him or not. And this urge, this dark urge of revenge, is very well described in the book, and it's a very exciting story to be on a ship which is powered by the wind, which encounters storms and the white whale itself, Moby Dick. So it's a good read. That means it's a very interesting story, even in our exciting 20th century.
White sperm whale,
yes.
抹香鲸, 对不对? S-P-E-R-M. 但是另外呢, 有一个座头鲸, 那叫做 H开头, 什么back whale?
Humpback?
Yeah.
Hunchback?
Humpback. 他们讲 humpback.
Okay, humpback.
对,不错, 因为那刚从我从 Alaska 回来, 哇,就难得看到, 一看到的时候, 老远就有几条这边, 哇,大家又叫, 对对对, 但是我要说, 它上面会喷的那个喷水的那个东西啊,
yeah.
那个喷口啊, 就要用S开头的, 那个叫什么, 喷水的,
spout.
Spout
water, S-P-O-U-T. S-P-O-U-T.
就是这个字. 诶,不错, 可见Bruce呢, 好像还没看到过鲸鱼啊。
The top of the head where that hole is, where they spout water, that's a blowhole.
嗯,blowhole. 这个喷孔,就是这个喷水孔的那个喷气孔啊, 叫blowhole, 但喷出来那个水叫spout water.
I wonder if they do that for fun.
I have no idea.
Play games with each
other. Probably want to, you know, take in more oxygen or something.
Yeah. Yeah. They can breathe through their mouth and their blowhole.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue now and finish our article.
对不起,我要插一下。
Okay.
因为那个,在这一段最后一行, the book is a good read. 这个read这边当名词用, 这本书值得一读, 但有些情况之下可以用动词当名词, 像buy那个字, B-U-Y. Wow, that car is a good buy. 那个车子买得真划算, 就是 that car is a bargain. B-A-R-G-A-I-N, 或者是 it's a good buy, 这样用法.
All right, now the last paragraph will conclude today's lesson. Earlier in this century, the Nobel Prize winner Ernest Hemingway penned The Old Man and the Sea, another story of a man's struggle with nature on the open ocean. This theme strikes a chord in Americans whose culture developed along the Atlantic coast of North America, and whose seaward passage from the Old World took them to the colonies of the 18th century or the young country of the 19th century by the millions. This fascination with the maritime still holds today. Over half the population of the United States lives in counties touching the Atlantic, Pacific, or Gulf coasts. Perhaps some future writer will once again use the metaphor of sailors and the sea to create yet another great American novel. Here we started with Moby Dick. We also introduced the novel and the movie Jaws. But at the beginning of this century, we had another famous novel with the same theme, that is, one man's struggle with nature, and this nature was the sea or an animal in it, was the great novel The Old Man and the Sea by Ernest Hemingway. So from Moby Dick through The Old Man and the Sea to Jaws, we have the same kind of person who is struggling with some kind of fish. First it's the whale Moby Dick, and then a big fish in The Old Man and the Sea, and then in Jaws, a great white shark. But you can see how similar these stories are, even though it's been 150 years since Melville's famous novel Moby Dick, it seems every generation of Americans is enthralled. They're just so interested in this story. But if we look at the population of the U.S., we realize many of them came by boat to the U.S. from Europe to the U.S. over the Atlantic Ocean, and still today, over half the population of the U.S. lives in counties which are along the seacoast. We have a long seacoast, the Atlantic Ocean, the Gulf Coast, and the Pacific Coast. So most of the people live along these coastline counties. So Americans seem to be very interested in the sea.
但是在这里啊，我要说最后这一段的第四行 ,to strike a chord in 点点点。那这个是用简单的英文我们看是什么意思。
Well, actually, it just means to have sympathy with or be sympathetic to. If someone or something someone does strikes a chord in you, it means you feel close to it, or you feel that it is a part of you, that it's nothing strange and something you can understand easily.
其实就是引起了点点点的共鸣。其实我们还有一个字叫 echoes, 那个字也相当不错的。那是怎么拼的呢？
E-C-H-O, E-C-H-O, echo, echo.
回引起的回响，如果我用 echo 这个字在这个句子里头，那么应该是怎么使用？
What my son does echoes what his grandfather used to do.
一样的意思。好了，我们现在就从头到尾把这篇文章念一下呢，那么同时训练我们的听力。
What's so big about Moby Dick?A pretty young lady goes swimming alone off the coast of New England in twilight. She is an agile swimmer, full of grace and speed. Without warning, though, she disappears from sight, only to reappear a moment later, screaming in pain. A few shocking moments later, she is again dragged under the water, this time only to reappear the next morning in pieces on the shore.Sound familiar? By now, nearly everyone has seen or heard the story of a killer great white shark in Jaws, a hit novel turned into a blockbuster movie. Few people realize, however, that the story broadly follows the events depicted in what many people consider one of the best of American novels. Published in 1851, Moby Dick has been making waves ever since.The author, Herman Melville, was born in New York on August 1st, 1819. As a youth in a large family, he suffered many insecurities due to the family's constantly changing fortunes. As a young man, he worked as a farmer and seaman, the latter providing most of the material for several of his later novels and essays. In his 20s,Melville found fame with two novels based on imaginary happenings in the South Pacific. Moby Dick, ironically, was not well received. Afterwards, Melville produced another masterpiece, Billy Budd. He continued writing until his death in 1891. Why has Moby Dick since become such a classic, despite its initial lukewarm reception?Melville had a keen eye for not only the human condition, but for the tenor of his times. The United States was, in his day, a country of disadvantaged and mistreated immigrants, many of whom became sailors and laborers. With untrammeled capitalism crushing both nature and man underneath its new country exuberance, his stress on the individual and fate,often pessimistically, or at least realistically, were harbingers of the future of literature. Why does the story of Moby Dick continue to enthrall generation after generation? The storyline is simple enough. A mad sea captain vows revenge against a white whale which, on a previous expedition, bit off one of his legs.In his vain attempt at justice against nature, the captain meets the ultimate tragedy. This was no documentary, however. The characters and setting become vehicles for far larger and more universal themes of the setbacks and successes of the human spirit as well as its darker urges. So accurately does Melville depict the whaling scenes and sea voyages that the reader is taken on an exhilarating ride. Coupled with the absorbing, mad Captain Ahab, the book is a good read, even by 20th century standards. Earlier in this century, the Nobel Prize winner Ernest Hemingway penned The Old Man and the Sea, another story of a man's struggle with nature on the open ocean. This theme strikes a chord in Americans, whose culture developed along the Atlantic coast of North America, and whose seaward passage from the Old World took them to the colonies of the 18th century, or the young country of the 19th century, by the millions. This fascination with the maritime still holds today. Over half the population of the United States lives in counties touching the Atlantic, Pacific, or Gulf coasts. Perhaps some future writer will once again use the metaphor of sailors and the sea to create yet another great American novel.
倒数第二段呢，那么倒数第四行，这边一开头一个 So accurately does Melville depict the whaling scenes 点点点，这是用了所谓的 so 放在句首的倒装句型，比如说 He studied so hard that he passed the test， 如果把 so hard 拿前面的话，就变成
So hard did he studythat he passed the test.
所以碰到一般动词是用 do, does, did 形成倒装。如果有 be 动词的时候 ,be 动词跟主词也就是主语倒装。He's so nice 就变成 so nice
is he,
这样用法 that I like him.
Okay, that's it for today's lesson. Next week we go to Boston. See you there. Bye-bye.
再见。